This is In the Room with Sean Clancy.
I'm Sean Clancy, and I'm in the room with Jackie Luis Saez. Having a great start to Saratoga. It's got to feel good to get off to a great start.
Yeah, I feel very, very grateful to be here, especially in Saratoga. What a wonderful place to be in. Well, thanks God, we're doing great. My agent been working pretty hard. Trainers and owners give me the opportunity. Horses been running great, so we're blessed to be here.
Yeah, what's it like? You got a new agent, Kieran McLaughlin, this year. How different is it? And do you miss Richard DePass wandering around here?
Richie's what a wonderful person. He teach me a lot of good stuff. I really miss him a lot. He's like my family. But he leave me with a good hand, Kieran, and I'm so glad to be with him. He's like part of my family, and well, we're doing great, so everything is great.
When you were growing up in Panama, when did you think I'm going to be a jockey? Was that some early on, or your family into it? How'd you get into being a jockey?
Yeah, early on when I was there. We used to ride horses in the street. And, well, I had a feeling like one day I really want to ride racing. But I was a little scared because over there we don't have TV, so we don't know how racing was. I thought the races was in the street in Panama. So.
Wow.
So I got no idea. So when I came to the track in Panama and I see the races, that was my everything.
Yeah, better than the street, I guess. What's street racing like?
Yeah, street race like running in the street, like where the car's going. That's where we used to race. It was pretty dangerous, but now we're here, so we're so glad to be here.
Yeah, you've come a long way from street racing in Panama to Saratoga, man. It's an amazing journey.
Oh, yeah, it's an amazing journey. I'm really grateful to be here.
And when you came to America, what was that like? I mean, it had to be big. I mean, you rode in Panama, I guess, first and then came to America. What was that like? I mean, it had to be a big opportunity, but a big risk, right?
Yeah, it was a big risk. A big opportunity for me. That was my dream, to come to America. And that day when I first rode my first horse in Florida, it was like the best thing ever. And, well, it was not easy. When we started, it was pretty tough, like I know a lot of jockeys have. But after that, we start doing great, and people, you know, give me the opportunity, and horses, and, well, we're here now. So we're so blessed to be here.
And you started at Calder. What was it like at Calder? I mean, you've kind of got you going at Calder. Who's a trainer to help you out, or who was kind of influential?
Yeah, I remember that Billy White used to help me. I used to have my agent was Peter Wright in that time. And Marty Wilson was the kid. You know, he gave me a good horses to get going. And after that, Gil Greyer was my agent. And that was when we do the record in Calder. So we did pretty great. So we're so blessed, you know.
And then they moved to New York. Talk me through that. I mean, it had to be a big move to try New York.
Yeah, it was a big move. And then Kilgrail put me with Richard DePass, and Richard bring me to New York. And it was a little bit tough. New York is the bigger deal, you know. But we start there and we start winning races, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's in this game, that's all that matters, right? And was there a moment when you got to New York, you think, wow, I can make it here? Was there a race or a horse or a trainer that you said, wow, I'm gonna be able to make it here?
Yeah, it was, we start working pretty hard every day, showing off to the track, try to hustling, right? You know, horses, sure. And then we start doing great, and people give me opportunities, and I remember first year we came to Saratoga, we win the trouble. It was a big stuff happened to us, and now, you know, more people know us, and they give me more opportunity.
Yeah, Wayne Lucas will take charge. Take me through that moment when you win the Traverse. That had to be, I mean, from a kid in Panama racing in the streets to winning the Traverse, had to be some moment, some experience.
Oh, yeah, it was a big moment when we win the Traverse. Of course, the coach, Wayne Lucas, gave me the opportunity. And I remember I used to watch his replay, like, over and over, try to see if we can win the race. And, well, we learn about that, and we get it. We win that big race, and that was one of the biggest day in our life.
Yeah, no question. And then take me to this year. You win the Belmont Stakes with the Central Quality. That had the same feeling, or how different is it over the years? I mean, do they change, or same feeling?
It was big. My family was there, my daughter, my wife, everybody was there. And, you know, that's like my dream all the time, win the bigger races of the track, like Belmont Stakes, Florida Derby, Kentucky Derby, Traver. And, well, we have some, so we feel good about that.
Yeah, and then you're out here every day looking for another one, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. We're here every day trying to get, you know, and the horses, trying to know the horses in the morning. And we're so happy. We enjoy to be here.
What's the toughest part about being a jockey?
Toughest part, and, tough spot is when you don't ride the good horses and you're not winning races. But it's fine. We love what we do. If we win, we're fine. If we know, it's okay. We always have, like, another chance tomorrow, so that's great.
And you deal with that okay? I mean, I know when I rode races, I'd get when you're not winning races, you kind of get down on yourself. Or are you okay doing it? I mean, how's your confidence level? You stay confident all the time?
Yeah, I stay confident. When in the beginning, you know, it's a little bit tough, especially when you compete with a lot of jockeys and everybody's waiting. But after years, you handle them pretty well, and we know we have a chat. The main thing is go home safe and, well, try to look for another day.
And who were your heroes growing up? I mean, were jockeys out there that you looked up to, that you wanted to be like? I mean, you watched, kind of emulate? Who were they?
Well, Cornelio Velasquez.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, he was one of my biggest dreams. Lafitte Pincay.
Of course.
Yes. And, of course, Gary Gomez. That was the jockey that I always want to be like him one day.
Yeah, he had some great finish, strong in the finish, right? Is that's something you try to emulate, I guess?
Yeah, that's what it was. They called my attention when he all the time rode his horses to the end and pretty strong.
Right, sure. Yeah, those guys are the greatest. And Lafitte, too. I mean, and especially coming from where you came from, I guess, watching their careers and trying to be like that.
Be like that, yeah. That's my dream.
Who's the toughest guy to get by now in a finish? You turn for home and you say, "Oh God, this." You know, who's the toughest guy to ride against?
Well, everybody's pretty good here. Everybody's pretty good here, but yeah, they have some jockey that you really have to ride pretty hard to beat him, like Joel, Ira, Javier, Johnny. All those guys, they're pretty tough to get by.
Oh, it's a deep colony here for sure. I mean, every guy's good. And for you to compete, I mean, you must have these moments like, wow, I'm in New York competing with these guys. It's got to feel an amazing accomplishment, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's make me feel pretty good to be here. You know, I never imagined I'm going to be here and have my agent like Karen and ride the horses that we're riding. Something that I never imagined. I couldn't believe.
And you're right at the top for leading jockey at Saratoga. Is that something you think about, or a goal of yours, trying to be champion jockey at Saratoga? I mean, this is the premier meet.
Of course, everybody has that dream. Everybody want to be the champion jockey. But let's see. We keep doing what we're doing and trying and see what happens. I know it's pretty tough, but nothing is impossible.
Oh, you've proved that, right? You can get out of street racing in Panama and all the way to New York, right? That's the story of your life, I guess, right?
Definitely. Yes. Thank you.
Were there any moments when you came to America, you're in Florida, you get homesick or think, man, what am I doing here? Or do you ever have those times when, like, questioning the decision to kind of come here and, you know, the confidence level, same thing like that? I mean, was that tough?
Yeah, sometimes, but not really. We enjoy what we're doing here, and we love horse racing. We love the animals, and we just blessed to be here. That's what I feel.
Sure. Yeah. If you weren't a jockey, what would you be?
I don't know. Maybe farmer. Yeah.
I usually say baseball player. All baseball player. All these guys. You know, I just didn't grow, right?
Yeah, maybe farmer. That's my dad is, and maybe that's the way I look her. So, but I'm great to. I'm so glad to be here.
And what would it mean to Central Quality? Another Travers on the on your resume. How would that look?
Oh, that means a lot to me. And, yeah, I got a lot of confidence with him. He's a pretty nice horse. He always want to win. So we're so glad to be on there, really. Nice horse.
What was it like first time you got on him? You breeze him probably in the morning? I mean, did you think automatically, wow, this is a nice horse? Or what was that like?
No, we rode it first time in Keeneland. And I remember Mr. Karen told me it was a nice horse. And Brock told me he run all day. So when we rode it that day, I had a feeling like he was going to be the one of the bigger horses in the year, in this game. So he proving.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It was a little bit unlucky in the derby when we got bothered right there. After that, he run his race, but not the same. But he's always trying.
Yeah, that derby experience was probably right off the... I mean, you break out of the gate and kind of, like, quickly you think, man, this isn't going well, right?
Yeah, they really bothered us right there, but that's the game, you know. Nothing is perfect, so we have to keep trying.
That's the name of the game, keep trying. That's Jackie Luis Saez making it big in New York.
Thank you so much.
As I just finished with Jackie Luis Saez's agent right here, Kieran McLaughlin, no more training horses, now an agent. What's that like?
Oh, it's great. We're doing very well, and he's a great person to work with and a great jockey. So we're thankful for all the supporters and owners and trainers giving us live horses. But it's fun. I get to come out every day and see my friends and stay involved.
Yeah, and less headaches, I guess, from then training horses.
Yes, I mean, I miss sometimes the quality horses to train and some of the people. But like I said, I get to stay in touch with a lot of racing managers and owners. And it's great without all the aggravations.
And what's it like working with a young guy, Luis, trying to get going? I mean, he's not trying to get going. He's going. What's that like? I mean, it's got to be a fun kind of experience for both of you guys.
Yes, it's great because he's a top rider. I'm just trying to keep him up there and on top and get the right horses to ride. So it's a lot of fun. And he's a great guy with a wife and three daughters, and it's fun. I don't have to worry about where he is or what he's doing because he's great and does everything properly.
Do you critique his rides?
Never. I don't say anything. He's a great rider and he knows what to do. I critique myself sometimes for putting him on bad horses, but
yeah, it's got to be fun though, the challenge of getting rides, right? I mean, I know we're all kind of racetrackers and like the competition, right? So you still have that. You got to feed that flame still.
Yes, it's great to be competitive and watch. I watch every race now. I used to only watch one a day, but I'm watching 10 a day now, and he just puts the horses in the right spot, and if he has the horse, they get there.
And you must recognize when a trainer's, spinning you around or kind of not giving you the call, right? I mean, he's got to use lines you used, right? I mean, is that like, Melvin's like, wait a minute, I used that line.
I was the easiest to deal with. I was very easy to deal with. But it's sometimes, you know, certain trainers are tougher than others. But for the most part, I have no issues with it. It's going very well.
I was spinning a guy once, and I said, man, I just don't know what to tell the other guy. I gave him the call. He said, tell him the same thing you told me last week. I said, that'll work.
Yes, exactly. It's tough trying to pick the right horses.
Yeah, that's got to be the toughest part, right? Just trying to pick the right ones.
Yeah, it's nice that he's in demand.
For sure, yeah. It'd be a lot harder if he wasn't in demand, right?
Yes, it's tough just to, you know, try when you don't have the product. But we're very live, and he's a great rider, so it's nice to be in demand.
Sure. And Richard DePass, did he give you any advice or call you up and say, what are you doing?
I speak to him often and stay in touch with him. He's a great guy, and he's enjoying life, and I'm glad it's all worked out for all three of us.
Yeah, it couldn't have worked out better. I mean, you probably needed a change, and Richard needed a change, and of course, your Jackie, he just wants to win races and keep going, right?
Exactly. That's it. So hopefully we can keep it going.
All right, that's Kieran McLaughlin, Jack's agent of the Stars here.